At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Messy & Co. I am Ashley here with my amazing co-host, Gian. We've had a couple of days of not recording and just kind of existing and working and, you know, doing our regular lives. But we are back to go over lots of Inter Miami news, to do our preview for Saturday's game against Red Bulls. So much exciting stuff to talk about and catch up on. But first and foremost, of course, how are you doing, Gian?
I'm doing good. Just keeping up with Inter Miami on the interwebs, on the socials, taking up all the news, getting ready for today's pre-game show, and excited to see what Inter Miami are going to do in their next game. It's definitely a moment to prove themselves. They proved themselves last game with no Messi. It looks like it might be the same. We'll talk about that, but excited to see what this team has in store. And yeah, excited. So let's get to it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited. There's so much to talk about. The game isn't even on the first five on our list because, you know, lots to catch up on. So let's start with some of the latest news with Inter Miami and, of course, Lionel Messi. Speaking of Messi, we should probably start there. Although he wasn't part of, you know, the last game, he is still – I think high on everyone's priority and list and curiosity about him. And what we learned is that he is not going with the Argentina national team for the current international break that we have a few other players at because of his lingering hamstring injury. But today we saw that he was doing light training on the side and was doing some outdoors work, and he seemed to be doing well. So, that's good. But just overall, you know, how are you feeling about Messi, about the injury, about, you know, the time he won't have and when he will be coming back and all that stuff, when you hope he comes back?
Yeah. So I think right now the priority is going to be to make sure that we keep him in good condition, especially as we come close to the CONCA Champions quarterfinal against Monterrey. That's going to be played here at Inter Miami's Chase Stadium as part of the first leg. So that game is only a couple of weeks away. So right now, that takes priority over everything. Right now, we're still early enough in this MLS season where we can kind of mess around with a few games, try to get as many points as we can, and then figure things out in the second half of the season. And right now, I mean, we're doing pretty damn good. We're in first place. So again, we've got the leeway, thankfully, and just prioritize one thing at a time. And right now it's Champions Cup. So with Messi, it's not the first time we've seen him kind of like be very
cautious
with that right hamstring. We saw him even last season kind of messing around with it and touching it. Then throughout this season so far, there's been a couple of games where we've already seen him reaching at it early on in games. And I think that right now, you know, there were tests that were done, and it seems like it's a minor injury, not something that's too overly concerning. I mean, in the overall, you know, generally, I think you can be concerned because it's the same injury that's bothering him. So it looks like it'd be something chronic, not something that was just a spur of the moment, something happened in that game. But in and of itself, the actual injury through the test didn't look like it was that severe where it would keep him out, say, months, right?
Right.
But with somebody his age, with the amount of minutes that he plays, with the importance that he has for this team and how much this team relies on him, the moment that he feels something, the moment that he thinks that if he exerts himself anymore, he can possibly make it even more severe, they're just going to take him out of the game, rest him. And I think I'm not overly concerned. I think I'm just cautious, and I'm glad to see the team making the right decisions and keeping him out right now when, again, we have I think, more than enough to continue to compete until he makes his way back. Look, I don't know if he's, I know he's definitely not going to play this game. It's already basically been told to us he's not going to play against the New York Red Bulls, but I don't know if he's going to play the following game. I think it's against New York City, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He might play that one. I don't know, but, or is the first, that's the thing, I guess, is the question on all of our minds is he going to play New York City, or is his first game back going to be quarterfinal CONCACAF Champions Cup against Monterrey? I mean, at the end of the day, it's Messi, right? So, but still, do you want to do that? So I don't know, like,
how
do you think about that? Are we going straight into Monterrey with him, or would it be prudent if he's available to maybe play him a few minutes in that one game before?
Well, I'd say for everyone else on the planet, maybe besides a handful of players, you would most definitely want them to get a few minutes in the game before. But for Messi, I trust him. And if he wants to wait and he waits, he'll play. I think he would play the same intensity no matter what. But I agree with a lot of what you said. You know, is it slightly worrying that even this early in the season – he already feels it. Yeah, but, you know, with his age and everything, maybe he's being overly cautious and understands that this is a very long season. He has the Copa America. He has a lot of, you know, very important games and tournaments to come in the next few months, and he knows himself more than anyone. He doesn't want to risk aggravating it. And I, you know, like I said, I have zero doubt that he's going to be playing against Monterrey in the quarterfinals. Will be playing a little bit beforehand. I don't know. I think it's a blessing and a curse that he didn't go to Argentina. I'm happy in the sense that this sounds harsh and I don't want this to get clipped or anything, but like it's wasted miles on him. Like there's just no need for him. There was no need for him to play in it. Like these are friendly games way before the tournament. And
remember we tweeted that a little bit ago, about what was going on in the Argentinian press, where they themselves
were saying,
is it worth Messi going to two games that don't mean anything for him to then go and pull something, hurt himself, and be out for months? They themselves in Argentina were saying that. So
right, exactly. And so, you know, it's obviously I understand that every time he plays for Argentina, it's a moment and it's important. But in this situation, I'm glad that he's getting that extra rest and you know, being diligent with his own body. A few other people who didn't practice this morning that are slightly worrying would be Campana, who has had that abductor issue that's been bothering him. It kept him out last week. The game against that he didn't play?
The one that he didn't play was
Montreal. No, he played against Montreal. Who did he? I don't remember. I remember the day before a game he didn't play because he got hurt. I can't remember off the top of my head, but kept him out. And so, you know, worrying that he didn't practice today, but hopefully it's, again, a precaution because he was obviously so important last Saturday. He'll be equally as important, if not more, this Saturday. And also Nicolas Freire, who, you know, was taken off early in the game on Saturday and against DC. So a little bit worrying, but... You know, Freire, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't end up playing. Campana, I would be very surprised if he didn't end up playing. So, you know, that's sort of where I am with those two players. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add.
Yeah, I think that Freire is it's a big hit if he doesn't play for us, especially with how at times.
Yeah, coming off the 30th minute, though, you know, it's a little nervous.
Yeah, it is, especially because it was so early on. And knowing that on the defensive end, sometimes – a bit of concern at times. When we brought Freire in, it kind of, you know, brought a bit more confidence. And if he's not available, we know that it's probably going to be Christophe that's going to come off the bench to start. So we'll see. I mean, if he's coming off in the 30th minute and he's not practicing, I could very well see, and I agree, make him not playing here. And it might be, again, just prudent to not do that and make sure he's available for CONCACAF Champions. And we're going to keep alluding to that because that's kind of like, you know,
what we're mainly focused on.
Yeah, exactly.
Excited about, anxious, nervous, all of the above. You know, someone who did practice and who will be playing on Saturday and who just received a very big honor in MLS would be our very own number nine, Luis Suarez, who was named not only to team of the match day along with Redondo and Campana on the bench, but he was also named as MLS player of the match day, player of the week, MVP of the week, however you want to call it, for his, you know, incredible brace and just, you know, the level of play that he's done so far in this MLS season. He's right now our most important player. I think he that is. there's, you know, no fighting that, especially this Saturday when we have obviously Messi out, but we have, you know, six other important members of this team who are going to be away on international duty more than ever. Him, Busquets, Alba are going to have to really put their stamp on that game and do everything they can to win with obviously a very shorthanded Inter-Miami squad. But it's great that he got match day. He certainly deserves it. He's just been a revelation this season.
Yeah, he's definitely been the most important player for Inter-Miami, especially with Messi missing games. He's got four goals, most goals for Inter-Miami. He's got the most assists for Inter-Miami. He's been the most clutch for Inter-Miami.
And great goals, too. Not like penalties or anything. He's
been the most entertaining for Inter-Miami. So definitely match the honors that are very much in order for him. And then he wasn't the only one. It seems like every week for Match the Honors, there's an Inter-Miami player or players that are in every week for us. That just shows the quality of the squad that we have on this team, the depth on this team that we – I mean, I believe it's four straight match days that we have somebody on Match the Honors. Did you mention the other two yet or no?
Yeah, it was Redondo in the midfield and Campana on the bench.
Campana on the bench. And then we also had the match the honors for the young players, also the 22 under 22. And that actually had Redondo also, and it had Diego Gomez. So
two players who we got to talk about because they are two of six who are not going to be playing Saturday, not because of injury, but because they are on international break. And let me tell you, we are missing some really, really important pieces for Saturday. And Red Bulls are too, and we're going to get to that towards the end. But obviously in goal, Drake Callender is going to play USA. I hope he gets his first cap. I don't know if he will, but I hope he does. David Ruiz is gone for Honduras. Diego Gomez, Paraguay. Schneider Borgelin, who's been coming on as a sub and who got a goal in preseason and who, you know, has been a nice breath of fresh air in that front three, is playing with Haiti. And then Federico Redondo playing with Argentina U23. And wow, has missing Gomez. I mean, Drake Callender has obviously been phenomenal and is our number one goalkeeper, but missing Gomez and missing Redondo when we already don't have Messi and we don't have Kramaski and now we don't have Ruiz, the midfield is going to be tough.
Yeah, 100%. I think that without those two, without Diego Gomez and Redondo, man, those are two guys that really do a lot of the heavy lifting for Inter Miami in the midfield and also in the offense. They're guys that are so dynamic that bring equal effort on both sides of the field, guys that definitely Messi and Suarez both benefit from because it's lightened their load. They're able to focus more on the offensive end, on getting the ball and either shooting or getting the ball and making the right passes, not having to worry so much about the midfield because it's on lock with those two youngsters. And definitely when we're already thin as it is to lose those two, it's going to be a big deal. And you know, we've talked about this team kind of proving that they can play without Messi. Now they're going to have to prove to see if they can play without their two young all-stars, quote-unquote all-stars. Because, so now we're going to see how – we keep talking about depth. We're going to see how deep we are now without those two. But that's going to give opportunities to other guys. And I think that's important. We talked about that in other episodes where – we said we were going to see heavy rotations throughout the season because of the heavy schedule, because of injuries, because of rest, because of things like this.
International break.
We've got good players. We've got good players, and that's a gift and a curse sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And it will be interesting. I mean, like I said, I think this will be, I'm hoping, an example where you have three incredibly seasoned players like Busquets, Alba, and Suarez, who are probably all going to start and have to immediately put their mental stamp on the game and, you know, make Red Bull play uncomfortably and, you know, take advantage of situations and, you know, manage, be a real game managers, which they all obviously have done multiple times. Someone who will be available to play and who has decided not to go on international duty is Robert Taylor. And Robert Taylor, he plays for Finland in Europe. And I, like I said, you know, I imagine he will be there for the Euros in the summer. But right now, with an incredibly thin squad, he made the decision to, you know, stay on form and work and be there for Inter Miami during what is obviously a difficult stretch. And we really, really need him. You know, I really expect Campana, Suarez, Alba, etc. to be, you know, Gressel will be playing, I think, the majority of the game on Saturday and needing to, you know, add as much value as they possibly can. So it's great that Robert Taylor isn't going. I think it was a very, I don't know, brave, but like it was a great, you know, team decision to do. And as long as he stays on form, I don't think he's going to lose his place in the summer, you know? And I think obviously the Euros is the priority for him. But for now, when he knows he's guaranteed game time and guaranteed to start, he should play.
Yeah, he's going to be a really important piece, especially as there are others missing. So, I mean, thank God for that, because he's a guy that has been very much a huge part of the offense for us so far. When Messi is missing, we've seen that he's been able to connect well with Suarez, with Campana. He's able to create his own chances. He's able to assist. And he's overall just always putting in maximum effort. You know, he's going back into the defense to help, going into the midfield. And I think that especially with Gomez out, because you can kind of say, you know, if Taylor isn't available, Gomez can kind of play that role as well. Maybe not the same skill set, but still you're not going to lose that offense on the left side of the field. And with no Gomez, I can't imagine with no Taylor as well. So at least he's here. And he made it a thing to say, you know, he's kind of prioritizing Inter Miami right now. And he also said it in a way that I thought was really professional and really still showing love to his team and saying, hey, you guys need someone that's going to give you maximum effort on the team, that's going to give all 100% of themselves. And I want to see this team succeed. So I'm going to step away right now because at this moment in time, I have a commitment and I can't give you basically my all. And that's what you guys deserve. So I thought he handled it very well.
Agreed.
And that made me happy to see.
And lets young players in Finland get the chance for the call up.
And if you're from Finland and you hear that, I think you got to respect that as well, because he said it very well and he showed love for his national team. So yeah, I mean, it's really good to have him here as we play some games where he's going to be very much needed. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him be a protagonist in these next few games or couple games, where he makes a big difference, maybe get some goals and some assists. I definitely can see him on a hopefully team of the match day, honors, like the rest of his teammates have been getting. So,
agreed. And also someone who I didn't mention who's on international break is Boatwright, who I guess is you know, close to back to being healthy. And, you know, we definitely could have used him as a right back this week. So another player that we don't have that is not available, but, you know, we have enough. This team has enough. And now, you know, with that being said, what do we think Saturday is going to look like? Let's talk a little bit about this preview against New York Red Bulls, who is a team that are on a resurgence this year. You know, they haven't had a great last couple of years, but they have some real superstars on their team. They have Emil Forsberg from Sweden. They have Lewis Morgan, Alec Burks. They have Dylan Nealis, a lot of really talented players, and they, you know, they've been playing pretty well to start the season. Now, not all of them will be available because they're on international break too, but still going to be a really difficult game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting game, especially given the little added caveat here that we're going to be going in with a maybe what, like 70, 65% of our team. So I think that that'll make it a bit more interesting as well. And it'll be away from home. So kind of just to give a little bit of background on what this matchup is going to look like, we kind of want to come in here and kind of give you guys a trajectory so far of these teams through the first match day, so you can kind of see where they're coming from. So Inter Miami, currently first in the East with 10 points. They have 3 wins, one loss, and one tie. That one loss coming against Montreal at home, a game without Messi. And then the tie ended up being actually a really good result playing in LA. And we came out with a point. So that's actually really good. Now, man, Inter Miami has been clicking on all cylinders offense-wise. They've got 13 goals, most goals scored in the league. So they're an offensive powerhouse. Goals against, 5 goals so far against Inter Miami through 5 match days, which
and
really,
3 of them were Montreal and
yeah,
kind
three of them
three
were Montreal.
Goals. Yeah.
So for as much, you know, slack as or as much, I guess, criticism that the defense has gotten so far, and yeah, with the test, the what is it, the eye test, you can see kind of weaknesses in that defense. But if you look at the record, if you look at the goals, they've only allowed 5 goals. And to your point, 3 of them were against Montreal. So statistically, that defense isn't looking that bad. We've obviously done better at home. We're 2-1 at home. And our away record is 1 win and 1 tie. So I'm not overly concerned record-wise. You know, sometimes you look at your team, and you're like, okay, we don't do so well away from home, but they've actually done pretty good away from home. And then New York is currently 6th in the East with 7 points. They've scored 4 goals. They're not doing that well on the offensive end.
Look at that. 4 goals compared to 13.
Yeah, 4 goals compared to 13. So, I mean, there's quite a discrepancy there. Like that's huge. You don't usually see that. And then goals against, they've actually gone scored on 5 times. 3 of those goals were their most recent match against Columbus. Absolutely just took over that game and won 3-0 on that one. So they're actually -1 as far as
goal difference.
Yeah. And then their home record, they've won 1 at home. That's the only win that they have. And then the other 3 games, they're 1-1-1. So one loss, 1 win, and 1 tie away record. So that's kind of like what this team looks like as we look to see what to expect from them. Inter Miami, obviously the better record, more points, more goals. But again,
missing a lot of key players,
playing away some, you know, a lot
of second week in a row.
A lot, yeah, exactly. Second week in a row. New York is going to be playing at home. They've got the fans behind them. And hey, this isn't the first time we've seen this. Teams get up to play against Inter Miami. It's a motivator. So, you know, sometimes you read these things, the statistics, what does it look like on paper? But
doesn't tell the story.
Sometimes the game is a little different. So, yeah, so that's kind of what that looks like. I don't know if maybe you wanted to talk about some of the key players.
Yeah. So, I mean, all what you said is right. I think that on paper is one thing, but, you know, it's like we've seen with other, you know, like when people used to play LeBron or play, you know, Man City or Barcelona or, in the NFL, the Patriots, whatever it is, like no matter what your team record is and who's playing, when you're playing the best, you like go into another gear.
Yeah.
And, you know, luckily for us, every game that we play is like the other team's, you know, biggest game that they've been preparing for the season, which is good because it pushes us. And, you know, and I think that's, I'm so happy that we're part of that team and that atmosphere always, it leads to like a great match day atmosphere always. I remember the first couple of years of Inter Miami, there were games I was watching when there was 2,000 people in the stands, you know, and it was not many people watching and not that interested. And now it's so different and it's so exciting and everything we
never
want.
Never a dull moment for Inter. Exactly. It doesn't matter who they're playing.
Exactly. And I think that, again, Saturday will be another example. It won't be dull at all. Who do I think are key players? Who is going to make a big difference? Well, I said them a couple of times already before, but Luis Suarez needs to continue his streak of either, you know, of goal contribution. He doesn't just score a brace every single week, but he is so creative and intelligent and still so quick in the box, right? And making those decisions in the other team's box to score. I think he's going to have another great game. Sergio Busquets, without now Redondo, like we said, without Gomez, without Kramaski, without Ruiz, he is going to have to command every inch of that midfield and make sure everyone is in their correct positions to keep control of the game as much as we can. Jordi Alba, same thing, is going to have to be the real leader of the back line because we're probably not going to have Freire. We're not going to have Ruiz's right back. I don't know if Gressel is going to be right back or if he's going to be midfield. I don't know how that formation is going to look like. I mean, to be honest with you, we're probably going to do a back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's probably going to be a 3-5-2. Just because we're just out of so many, you know, defenders that I think there's not really much of a choice. But yeah, those are the players who I think. And Robert Taylor, you know, he made his decision to stay, which we're very happy for. And I think he's going to, you know, make it worth the while and be a huge playmaker and probably play a little further back than he's used to, but probably doing a lot of running in that midfield and front third and making things happen.
Yeah, I think there are some good points. I think definitely Luis Suarez is going to be the number one guy up there. He's going to be the one that's been a difference maker so far. And now with no Messi and a bunch of others missing, he's going to have to take on that role again. Now the difference is going to be, is he going to come in later on in the game? Is he going to get minutes from the beginning? That'll be interesting to see how that plays around with that. But definitely key player to watch on Miami side is going to be Luis Suarez. And then as far as the midfield, you got a couple of key players there as well with no Redondo and no Gomez. Busquets is going to have to anchor that midfield. He's going to have to put in a lot more work than he has because he can't depend on Gomez and Redondo doing the heavy lifting for him this time. So better make sure he gets in that gym, does a few extra pull-ups before the game, because he's definitely going to need that. He'll be running a lot more, that's for sure. And then I think Gressel we've seen has been a big part of that midfield. We know that he's played midfield at times, he's played right wing back, but I think that this game he'll be one of the guys that we're going to look for, because early on, before it was Redondo and Gomez, it was Gomez and Gressel. And Gomez and Gressel showed a couple of games where they were able to lock that midfield, close the passing lanes, pressure the transition game from the opponent. And I feel like we're going to need that from Gressel this game without those two youngsters in here. So I think that those are going to be some of the guys we're going to need to look at on Inter Miami side. Now on New York side, it's interesting because the two guys that we were talking about before, kind of as we prepared for this preview, were going to be Lewis Morgan, who we know very well. He's their top goal scorer right now. He subbed in for their first two games because he was coming back from injury, but then he started their last two. He scored 2 goals so far. He's got the most goals for them so far this season. And he's a guy that can score. He's a guy that can assist. He's a guy that can shoot from the outside. He's not afraid to do that. He's a guy that'll...
Set-piece taker.
Yeah, exactly. Set-piece taker. He's a guy that can run into the penalty area to finish that one, you know, get the tap in. So he's multifaceted in his attack. So I think that's going to be very interesting for Miami to focus on that. He'll definitely be a key player, especially with possibly some missing pieces on our defense. But then also, who was the other guy that we were talking about? And then you brought it up to my attention that he might not even be in the game.
Yeah, Emil Forsberg, I'm pretty sure, is with Sweden. He's the number 10 for Sweden, too. And this is his first year in MLS. He came from Red Bulls, RB Leipzig last year. Went from Red Bull to Red Bull. But RB Leipzig he's really good. Obviously, he's still, you know, I don't know if he's in his prime, but he's still good enough where he could be playing if he wanted to. He could still be playing for RB Leipzig. He could be playing in Europe. I'm pretty sure he's at Sweden, and so he's going to be missing the game. I know that Burks also is playing for Jamaica, and he's been very impactful. I think their goalkeeper also is Costa Rica, maybe it is, I think, but it's not available to. So it's going to be both backup goalkeepers, I'm pretty sure, starting.
Yes. So for Red Bull,
yeah,
I mean, with those guys that you're mentioning, they've got some guys missing as well. So maybe, you know, it's going to be Lewis Morgan, and then maybe there are other goal scorers. Elias Manuel could be one. Van Zier, their other top assister. So those are probably some guys that are going to be key players for them at this game. Guys are going to have to step up their game in the absence of the other players. So it looks like both teams are going to be missing some players. I would say that probably for Inter Miami, they'll be missing a few more. And
yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. I want us to go who we think our lineups are going to be. And I mean, I have to even right now remind myself by looking at the team sheet, because it's really, it's going to be tough. But I think it's going to be a 3-5-2.
Yeah, I agree. For sure.
And I think it's going to be, in obviously defense, it's going to be Noah Allen, Christoph, and Tomas Aviles.
Yeah.
I think right wing back is going to be Gressel, left wing back Alba, Busquets in the middle, Lawson Sunderland, I think is going to be playing in the midfield.
Yeah. I'm just laughing because I have my lineup here and you're like, I have it here. And you're literally nailing it, like nailing it, everything. That's funny.
This is, and then now this is though where I'm honestly really unsure. Like, I think it's going to be Taylor is going to be the third midfielder. And then up top, it's going to be Campana and Suarez. But I don't know. That's what I don't know. I don't know who, obviously Suarez and Campana, I think, are going to both start and be on top. Or it's going to be Suarez and Taylor. But then I don't know who the other midfielder is going to be.
That's funny because that was the same thing I was debating in my head. But before I give you my lineup, I wanted to spend just like a few seconds talking about what I think we can probably expect from a gameplay standpoint. I think that New York is a team, and it's funny because this is almost all, this has become like the norm now where teams are going to give Inter Miami possession of the ball and just sit back and try to make Inter Miami make mistakes in the midfield. And as we've looked at some of New York's games, they tend to do the same with other teams. They tend to relinquish possession of the ball and try to play counter or pressure high up to try to you know, create errors to turn into counterattacks. And I think that now more than ever, with No Redondo and no Gomez in the midfield, I think that the pressure is going to be even higher on the midfield to make sure that they take care of that ball and know ahead of time they're going to pressure you. They're going to try to make you mess up on those passes, especially also knowing that not only do you not have your starters in the midfield, but you might be missing one of your starting center backs. So it becomes even more difficult on that end. So
yeah.
I definitely would say take care of the ball, Inter Miami. That's what they're going to look to do is pressure you and try to make you mess up there.
I have another fun lineup, but you first say yours because I have a funny one. One that I want that'll never happen.
And then just lastly, one of the things I think that Inter Miami should do on the attack, and this is something that Columbus had a lot of success doing this last game where obviously because they beat them 3-0, the defense – for New York tends to have issues when you put forwards to pressure them, put them directly on their defensive line and play balls in behind them. And that's what Columbus did a couple of times where they were putting balls in behind the defensive line. And from a speed perspective, they were just getting whooped on that. And it was creating a ton of issues. And when you look at, you know, maybe Suarez doesn't have all that speed, I still think that he's going to create an issue there. But if you got Robert Taylor there and his speed, I think that he can get some balls in behind the defense and create a lot of problems in that perspective. So just a couple of pinpoints there just to kind of look out for what we might see gameplay wise. But as far as lineups, yeah, I was looking at this lineup and I was laughing because you were nailing it. Like, it was almost like, I was like, did I send her this? Like,
yeah.
But it's going to be CJ Dos Santos, obviously, in the goal.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Then it's going to be your three CBs, just like you said, Allen, Christoph, and Aviles, because we don't know if Freire is going to play. It looks like it's trending towards him not playing. But if yeah, so we're going to go Kristoff there. Alba and Gressel as your wing backs. Gressel on the right, obviously, and then Alba on the left. I also have Sunderland as your midfielder on the left. I've got Busquets in the middle. On the right, I've got Ruiz. So that's the difference
here. Ruiz is in Honduras, man.
Oh, damn. We did say that. What the heck? So I think I messed this up. Wait, is he? No, yeah, he is. Yeah. Sorry about that. So with no Ruiz, then on the right-hand side, that's where it could be interesting because Taylor has played on the right side before. He often plays on the left. But when he's needed to, he's played on that right-hand side. So maybe it's Taylor. And then, like you said, Suarez and Campana. If it's not Suarez and Campana and it's Suarez and Taylor up front, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
In the second half, yeah. So wait, listen to this. This is a good one. We're coming up with such stupid ones. But one of them is going to have to work. There's so many players missing. Like, something's going to happen. Yeah. So this is another option. Now this one, I'm going to give you a 3-5-2. Okay, 3-5-2.
You're gonna do a 3-5-2, but like literally a 3-5-2?
Now I don't remember what I said. Okay, I'll say no. So the three defenders, it's okay. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. 3-5-2. Ready?
The hamster wheels are turning.
No, this is crazy. You're never gonna believe it. But let me cook. So three center backs. It's Aviles,
mm-hmm.
Kristoff,
mm-hmm.
And Ryan Saylor.
Ryan Saylor. Oh, that's
interesting. So something like that. Ready? Okay. Uh-huh. Listen. Wing backs, it's going to be Noah Allen, and it's going to be Gressel.
Okay.
Jordi Alba is going to be one of the three midfielders because he played – I don't know if you saw in Montreal. He was going up a lot, and he was playing midfield, okay? So, listen. It's going to be the three midfielders. It's going to be Busquets, Alba, and Sunderland.
Uh-huh.
And then up top, it's going to be Suarez and Taylor. And I think because they have to have one good player coming in the second half. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Campana, Taylor and Suarez, I don't think are all going to start. One of them is going to be on the bench because all three of them aren't going to play 90 minutes. So. Well,
I agree with that. I agree that they're not all going to they wouldn't all play. The reason I don't think they would all play is because there's too much offense and not enough defense when you're missing Gomez and Redondo and you're missing Freire. I don't think that you can have those guys because you give up too much on the defense. You're giving away too much. Yeah. You've already lost Gomez and Redondo and Freire. You just can't. You can't. That I feel like that would be suicide as far as from a defensive standpoint.
Or so, it's going to be a 3-4-3, maybe, where it's the four midfielder or the four in the middle. It's Alba, Busquets, Sunderland, Gressel, and then the three is Taylor, Suarez, and Campana. But that just, like I said, I'm worried of all three of them starting up front because I just worry what's going to look like in the 70th minute. You know?
Yeah. No, but I can see the I don't know why Saylor would. Were you saying Saylor would start over? It would be Saylor, Kristoff, and Aviles. You said right,
and because then I think Noah Allen, because Noah Allen is going to be on the left, and Alba is going to be a midfielder. I know it sounds crazy. I know it does, but I'm just saying
it does sound crazy having.
You have to think of how many people we're missing. Like we have no other. We have no midfielders. Like we have no Ruiz. We have no Redondo. We have no, and like we have Gressel, who's going to have to play on the right. We have no Kramaski.
Santi Morales.
Maybe there's going to be, you know, a young player who we don't think of who's going to be playing him. I don't know how close Franco Negri is to being, you know, I know he's been practicing a little recently, right? Like maybe he's going to be on the match day squad and we don't know it, you know, but I just think there's going to be something a little strange. Like I don't think Alba's going to just be on the left the whole time. Like I think he's gonna have to come into the midfield to help Busquets a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely gonna be a lot of moving parts for sure, because like you said, I mean it's very like slim, and also one of the things that we also have to remember here is he's got to set this up. And that's why this is so difficult, because again, you're missing so many players. Yeah. You have to set this up in a way too, that whoever you have on the field, you still figure out a way to have quality subs that make sense if there's an injury, or you have to be prepared for certain scenarios in the game where you're going to have
Robinson.
Robbie Robinson's not available yet. He's not available.
If he was available, just so you know, he would score 4 goals on Saturday.
I know you're a Robbie Robinson stan. We know that. But that's the reason why Campana wouldn't start, actually, because you have to have Campana. If Suarez starts, you have to have Campana on the bench for different scenarios where Suarez is tired or he gets injured. Campana is the natural replacement for him.
Yeah.
You're down a goal and you need another center forward, Campana can come in. Or you're up with 15 minutes left, Suarez is gassed, and you need to take care of that of that one goal lead or whatever. Campana is going to be the guy that comes in. Still, you have an offensive, you have someone in offense that can also play defense for you. He's going to run more than Suarez. So I think that's what the interesting thing is going to be for Tata, is get a team on there that's going to be competitive, and then make sure you have a good bench to be able to adapt as the game goes along and make changes based off of what happens on the field. So I can very much see what you said. It can happen. I wouldn't, if I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on it, but
who's going to be the third midfielder? Cause I mean, like I said, it's going to be Taylor and either Suarez or Campana on top. Yeah. It's going to be Jordi Alba on the left. It's going to be Gressel on the right. It's going to be Busquets and Sunderland. Who is going to be the third midfielder?
I guess
Dos Santos, or what's his name? You said not Dos Santos.
Santi Morales.
Morales.
Yeah,
I guess, if you who would you rather, like, I would rather have Noah Allen play on the left wing and like Jordi Alba play in midfield than someone who I don't know. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but something's got to give.
Yeah, I mean, you can always also put four defenders if you want.
4-3-3?
Yeah, that's another way to do it, and you have
Gressel. Who's going to be the right back?
Who's going to be the right back? It'll be, you can have on the left Alba, then you can have Christoph Aviles, and then on the right you can have Boatwright is Boatwright?
No, gone. We didn't say
he's gone, right?
you know what it's actually going to be? It's going to be Aviles is right back. He had to play right back a few times last year.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
I can see being a back four maybe on something. I think it's going to be Alba, Christoph, Noah Allen, and Aviles is right back. Three midfielders. It's going to be Gressel, Busquets, and Sunderland, and then it's going to be I think Taylor, Campana, and Morris. That may be it.
Yeah, so if you guys are listening, we basically gave you about 15 lineups. And you just choose one of those 15.
Put in the comment what you think it's going to be, but put it before the game starts. Put it before Saturday. We can see it. So
yeah, let's see. We're just assuring that whatever lineup comes out, we can say, told you so.
I'm going to make 15 different social clips from the last 10 minutes.
We will post the clip that shows the one that was right. But
that's what makes this kind of exciting, honestly. I wish we had a few, like, I wish we had one more, you know, certified midfielder. Like, I wish we had Gomez or Ruiz or Redondo staying. Like, I wish we had one of them so I could feel super confident. But
that's why it's also so important that we close these deals down that have been lingering, that we keep getting breaking news, done deal. Then the next 3 days later, no, he hasn't signed the contract.
I know, right? We need our right back. Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as we get Chelo from Boca, again, that was reported that it was done deal. And then a couple of days ago it was reported, actually, never mind, he hasn't signed the contract with Boca yet to extend so that he can be loaned to Inter Miami. And then we're still waiting on the whole Matias Rojas deal as well, who would have been the additional midfielder that would help a lot in Messi's absence, because he's also a really good playmaker and a good threat on offense. So you know, once you close these couple of deals down, it'll be very helpful. And you can definitely see the need now for guys like that.
Yeah, I mean, as we're talking, I mean, I think when it's all said and done, the midfield three is probably going to be Busquets, Sunderland, and Gressel. And we just have no idea how the rest of the team is going to look. Like, that's what I feel pretty confident in, is those three will be in the midfield. I just don't know anyone else, where anyone else will be. But that'll make it fun, and we'll see. So what's your score prediction while we wrap this up? Because at this point, we just have no clue what else is going to happen.
Well, you don't want to come up with more lineups?
Honestly, I could. You went first last time for predictions, so kidding. I'm going no first. Lineups. No, okay, I have no more first. Lineups. I have no more lineups. I think it's going to be 2-0 Inter Miami.
Okay.
And I think the goals are going to come from Suarez and Taylor.
Okay, 2-0 Suarez and Taylor. Okay. I can see that. So I am going to...
That's the least crazy thing I said was that, I think Taylor and Suarez will probably score. Like, the least crazy thing I've said in the last 30 minutes.
Let's see. All right. So I'm going to try to use stats on this one. And just looking again at New York and seeing that they've scored 4 goals.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that they're going to, because the defense might be missing Freire, and because we're missing Redondo and Gomez, I think they're going to score 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are going to score, you said 2-1, right?
I said 2-0.
2-0. I think it's going to be.
You said 2-1.
I think it's going to be 2-1. I think they're going to score 1 just because, we're missing so many players. But I think that we'll score 2, especially with Suarez. I really think that Suarez is going to continue with his scoring masterclass.
Damn, they should put me in the midfield. Honestly, I can cook. My hamstring was going to give out, but I can cook.
So I'll go 2-1 goal from Suarez, and I'm going to go with goal from Suarez, and then Campana comes in the second half and scores the second for Inter Miami.
You think Campana's going to score?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's going to score, not just because I have a loyalty to him because he's Ecuadorian, but because he is actually – I think he's scored 2 goals so far for us in 5 games. So I think
I like every time he scores, he's handsome. Yeah, but also he's good for our team. But like, I just care that he scores because he's handsome.
But also,
that looks good when he scores.
How'd you feel about the pirate looking calendar with what's it called? Like, he looked like he had just gotten out of the beach, like sandy hair looking, and then. He usually has his hair with like all gelled up. And the calendar? Last game he had, not calendar, I'm sorry. No wonder you don't understand what I'm saying. Campana, sorry.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
How did I feel about it?
Yeah. Are you slick back Campana, or do you like more like a curly hair. Campana? Yeah. What is it? This is important. This is really important as we go into
Yeah, I know. This is the analysis people are looking for.
Yeah.
I like him with the natural hair, the curly hair.
No, the curly hair. Okay, that's the one that scored last goal. So I'm hoping he shows up curly haired, and we get another curly hair Campana goal.
Mm-hmm.
But so this is going to be an interesting game. There's a lot of stuff to look forward to. What type of lineup are we going to get? What formation?
Please let us know either in the on Twitter, tweet us at Messi and Co, or on this YouTube video. Please put in the comments what you think. And I'm just going to say this now. If my lineup with Alba in the midfield happens, I expect a long written apology in English and in Spanish.
Well, I haven't said that. I just said if I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on it. But I think it would very much be possible. I feel like you're going to get more pushback in the comments than from me. So
getting pushback in the comments. Are you kidding? They've agreed with everything I've ever said.
So I think that's who you're talking to. That's who you're going to get the apologies from, is the people in the comments who will give you
the
pushback. I'm saying I can see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I won't bet on it, but it's definitely anything is possible at this point. anything, literally anything is possible.
Literally anything. No, I honestly, in the end, I think it's probably going to be Aviles on the right back. And like I said, those three midfielders is going to be Busquets, Gressel, and Sunderland. But we'll see. It'll be fun. We will be doing a post-game live stream as always. So make sure you're subscribed to check that out. And this has been a really fun episode. We had a good time talking about the news and the players and the lineup predictions and the game overall. It's going to be a good one. This is exciting. Look, it's fun. It's part of the season. Not one game is like the other. So that's what keeps us interested. For this episode, make sure, again, you're following us on Twitter at Messi & Co., on TikTok at Messi & Co., 5 Reason Sports, posting videos every day there as well. Make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, 5 Reason Sports Network. I'm Ashley. That is Gian. We will be back Saturday, and thank you for listening to Messi & Co.
See you guys.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.